Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. I got to get Melissa. I hope she's on here already. We'll see. I know, and I apologize about the delay. Just have a little problems with the studio, and it's just typical stuff. And but life goes on, and here we are. I know that a lot of you guys that are tuning in now or will tune in later are really into running. Nothing wrong with that, because that's what this show is about, running for fitness fun, or fun fitness. Go run for fun fitness. I'm sorry. I'm a little edgy. Not edgy, but I'm a little just a bit challenging because of the internet thing here. So I'm glad we're here. I know that I'm preparing to train, and I'm training for a run this week, or I've been training for a while, but the run that I'm doing is, I'm super excited about it, and it's for a good, healthy cause. I like running for causes. I know that Melissa just, and Melissa, if you're waiting there just a second, I'll be there in a minute, because I can't see the studio, and it's a virtual studio. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but anyway. It's a virtual studio, and sometimes things can be challenging, right? What else is new? I always say every day is full of challenges, and this is and a lot of joys. So I love doing what I do, and being there. And there's little Melissa. I hope I can pull you on, Melissa. Oh yeah.
Hello,
hey.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Anyway, oh my gosh. You're here, I'm here, and the studio's here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I had meant to tell you this, and there's a reason why things haven't happened, but I'm super excited. We've got a gal that is a fitness fanatic coming on, and she does every type of exercise. I wanted to do it this week, but I'm going to do it next week, and it's next Wednesday, so the holiday will be over with. And I also, we've got a nutritional person that's all into nutrition too as well. So they're going to be our speakers.
Yay.
I'm super excited about
awesome.
That. Then the following week, I got a good runner. She's young. She's like 21 or 22, but just started running. So she's going to share with us what she's doing. And she's actually not from this country. How cool is that, right? So people run everywhere.
Oh,
and,
super cool.
I know. I would love to run in Europe. Wouldn't that be cool, right? You know. So, yeah. So, how about you? You went. You did your run, and your daughter and you are just like doing amazing things. So, how was your event this weekend? Just so I know, and we know, we want to hear.
Well,
so you sent me some pictures and posted them.
I did send some pictures, and I posted some. It was a little freaky. You know, I still have to work on my, you know, my race photos, but.
I think it's great, just so you know. Oh, you look really good.
Okay.
So, anyway.
So I wanted to do sub 45 because, well, I'm back into running and doing my thing. And I actually did sub 40, and I did 39 minutes and 50 seconds. So
wow.
I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Okay.
That's a good time. It's a good time, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So,
it is.
I did not take into what do you? I can't even talk too. Maybe it's the moon or something. I didn't look at the race as far as hills. I've been working on the treadmill. And I'm beginning to really like the treadmill because I don't have lower back pain.
Okay.
But it's a total different beast being outside.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
when I got out there and the hills, I mean, you
can
have just a little upgrade and you feel it. So, at one point, I was like, you know, just go with it. And even though it felt like I wasn't going fast enough, I was.
Okay.
I just didn't realize it. I used the downward hill to make up the time, you know, and focused and did it. I was impressed with myself. I really thought I was going to do 45 plus, but no, it came through. I came through. It was fun.
So you actually turned off about four minutes of your time. Right? Am I hearing that correctly? So usually you do 4 minutes. You finish a little slower. There's not such thing as slow, but your time was excellent for what you've done before, right? This is a big jump.
No.
Really? Okay, it seems like
no. Ultimately, my best time was, I think it was 35, 36.
Okay.
I know, it sounds fun. It sounds funny. 35 minutes. But, I mean, getting back into the game and thinking I'm slow as a turtle, I mean, 39.50,
yeah.
That's only 5 minutes. So I'd like to save 5 minutes off my time. So that's my goal.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, I know that you're doing better than, since you and I started working together. And so you say running on the treadmill has helped your back. I know that you and your daughter, she's running with her 16-year-old daughter, and they're both keeping up with each other. That's cool. That's how I know that you're doing really well. But running with your daughter and running on the treadmill 3 times a week, what I'm trying to do is run, because it's a different, it is a totally different bird running on the hard ground, you know what I mean, or trail runs or whatever you want to do. And I've done it all. I like outside. I do because I think it keeps you. It's just a different run. And so I started running. I started doing about 2 times a week outside because I need my ankle and my feet need to be a little stronger because I've had some challenges with them. It's just about over, so that's good. But you're running on the treadmill, and it's made you a stronger runner. Is that what I'm hearing, kind of, sort of?
I want to say yes, but then I have to start, incorporating that outside. Like, I'm a couple days before the race, I ran straight, because I do intervals. I ran straight on the treadmill for 2 miles, and I felt good. I'm like, damn, I got this race. But then, in the morning, you have the humidity. You have, things that happened before and after that, you didn't get enough sleep or what have you. And I've talked before about fueling, which I was a bad fueler. I had to learn to get up earlier instead of sleeping in to the most that I can before a race because I didn't fuel well. I'm being honest. We're all human.
What does fueling mean to you? Like, so everybody understands, okay? So, because I do. I'm not sure what you do, but yeah. What does fueling mean to you?
It would be nuts and on a bagel, some sort of a bread, a nut, and usually a banana.
Okay. And next, go on.
But I'm not one to eat that and then get to the race and go. I have to give myself time for the body to do its thing and then go to the race, which I did not do.
Okay.
So I have to learn to do that. I'm going to work on that.
Okay. So you need to eat. Okay. And for your body to digest it, you don't like to go eat and run. Literally. It's not what you do.
Literally. I really don't like eating and running. And that's the problem when I was training for the half marathon, I was like, people are eating things and sucking goo and chewing on jelly beans. And I can't eat, and especially sweet stuff when I'm running. So I don't know. I got to relook at that for sure.
I hear you.
But I like my nuts and stuff before.
I hear you. I'm
you need
impressed.
Your protein.
Can I just tell you? Right. But I am super impressed with what you did. Okay. Because you trimmed since the last time you and I talked, when you ran that race, and I know you've been running consistently, and I also know that you've been consistently running 3 or 4 times a week, and with Sarah, and you trimmed time off, and you also did not you like to eat and run, and I'm a pretty light eater myself. I will eat a banana right before I run, right before, and because that gives me energy. I've always done that. I like the potassium, how it affects my body, And then the other thing that I do, if my sugar gets low, if it drops, because that's a challenge for me, then I have sugar, you know, glucose tablets in my in my pack. Make sure you carry a pack. Uh-huh. Do you carry a pack? You know? Or
if I'm doing a long race, yeah.
Yeah, I just do it if I'm doing, because if I'm going to say, because there are people that need to have that sugar there because they're feeling low, you know, so I always say just carry a pack. You never know. And it's always better to be prepared on, you know, than not prepared. And usually every race has water. Did you guys have water when you're running or anything like that?
They had water. I don't think they had like Gatorade because it's only, you know, it was only a 3 mile. Tons of water.
Yeah,
and then after, obviously, apples, bananas, water, juice, granola bars, nut bars,
like really
Lara bars.
But
I have to remember to do that. So I think fueling would have made me feel better.
Right. I think so, too. But you know what? You perfect it as you're going along. And any race today is better than the perfect one tomorrow. It's my philosophy on anything.
Yep.
So, but you could. I think you did great. Congratulations on that. And I know you can see Melissa's pictures on Go Run for Fun Fitness on Instagram. So,
that's me.
Yeah. I'm glad. I love it. You're doing good and you're doing well. And so, you want to improve on your time. So your goal is, when's your next race? I know that I think we're doing one, maybe a half marathon in September. I know, well, you're definitely doing one. I'm going to try to do it with you or with you and your buddy.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay.
Well, you know, I've said before about your mind, and sometimes I think – and especially someone who's starting to run or have been running, your mind can play some serious games. And I'm given a person too of anxiety and depression for myself. Your mind has such power. And during that race, you know, I beat myself up, then I give myself kudos, and I beat myself up, and then I end the race, and I'm going, how am I going to do this half marathon? I can't even do this. Like, the things that went through my head, I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm never going to do a marathon or a half marathon again. I'm not going to do a marathon. I'm just going to work on my 5K time. This is so bad. So you have such terrible self-talk. And now looking back and telling you guys all about this, you know, then if you ask me today, so are you going to do a half marathon? Well, yeah. Are you going to do a marathon? It's in my bucket list. But on race day, I'm like beating myself up.
Aww,
it was interesting. So you can really get into your head. And can you imagine those like ultra runners? Oh my God. How do they keep themselves going for that long? If a 5K, 45 minutes, and I'm already in my head destroying myself.
Oh, I guess
you know
what my favorite race to run is a 10K, which is 6 miles. I love that time. I've done the half and the marathon. I actually did second place in a half marathon, but the ultra run, Melissa, never wanted to do that. You know, so just not on my bucket list. Maybe it will be on my bucket list, but it was like, I don't know. I get what you're saying, and we beat ourselves up, right? Instead of like being, did you enjoy the run? That's a question I want to ask. Did you enjoy it when you were running, or were you not enjoying it? In your wisdom there, what do you think? Because you got a lot of wisdom.
I did enjoy the run, but maybe because the run was powerful. In the respect that it was a run for life, pro-life. You know, I was thinking about the Unplanned movie and all that stuff around that. I was thinking about the two miscarriages that I had, you know, a natural miscarriage. Like, I was just thinking about a lot of big things in my head. Okay. I did enjoy it. Would I do it again? Absolutely. But it was challenging in my mind space, for sure.
So the self-talk is what, you know, like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, you're running for a good cause, because I know you were running for something you believe in, which is pro-life,
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Not that I'm just that kind of cause. But you were running.
Well, I probably have the same reaction as if I was running for the dogs rescue. I probably feel the same way.
Right.
I guess the mind is very powerful.
Yes, it
really,
is.
Really, that's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll share this with you because I was going to talk about this anyway. Because I'm, you know, I'm a big meditator. When I pray, I'm asking. When I'm meditating, I'm listening, right? So very
mm-hmm.
few times do we listen. So I was meditating the other day, and I got led to look at something. And it says, Law of Attraction. And Tesla, who discovered the alternating current, he's like an Einstein kind of guy. And he says, Law of Attraction, the universe is made up like this, and so is Law of Attraction. Energy, vibration, and frequency. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And so energy, he says, you can take, and this is what I'm saying, you can take energy, and you can't destroy it, but you can change the form. So if you're having a challenging day, right, like this morning's been a little challenging for me, you're having a challenging day. The race day, you're like thinking about some stuff that is close to your heart, and it's probably tough to be excited about a run, or maybe not. I don't know. So I'll give this to you. So you have energy, and you know, in energy, you can change the form of it. But when you have the energy there, you can. It's like going to go water your flower garden. You can water the flower garden, but you're also watering the weeds too, right? Because you can't change the form of the what you're doing, the energy. So then you have the energy that you're working with, right? And then you say, okay, I'm going to raise its frequency. So to raise frequency in yourself and your energy, then you're starting to think about something that you really like. Remember, and this is not the mind. I got this. This is not the mind. The mind is, raising your frequency and raising your vibration is like this. Think of for me, I thought about the first time I kissed a boy or a boy kissed me. Do you remember that feeling? You know, it was amazing. And, you know, because you're like, oh my gosh, right? Remember first kiss? Or maybe you went to a wedding or maybe the birth of your children, right? Remember that? And so when you do that, then you take the energy and you change the form of it. You change it to a happy time, right? That's nothing to do with your mind. Okay, that's it's like something that you throw in there that, you know, you're changing the energy. And so by the same token, when you change your energy, you change your frequency, it raises up, and then you raise the because you're going into a memory, you're raising the vibration, right? So you have this ball of light that's your energy, and you're throwing it to a memory of you know, of when you, in your mind, not your mind, but in your mind, you're thinking about something that gave you great bliss. You know, as I said, you've got four children. I'm sure that was blissful, maybe not every day now, but when they were born, right? And, you know, so so you're taking that energy and just, once again, I'm telling you, raising it up, and that's changing your frequency, and that's changing your vibration. And then you attract more stuff, you know. So this morning, I was like, okay,
and then you're like lighter, right? Makes you feel lighter.
Right, you're lighter. Yeah, because when you're thinking, so here's what I'm doing. I'm thinking, I am going to be trim down my time. I'm going to be a faster runner. And so I go back, and I'm looking at a memory. The first time I got a kiss, my daughter was born. You know, and I'm thinking about how joyful and great I felt. And then I'm saying I'm going to be a fast runner, and I see myself running fast, because anything you want to track, you got to have the feeling with it too, because the universe responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say, right? And because you can say it with no emotion, It works so well. One of my other, into my affirmation, I can just say never, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do that. So I said, my affirmation is, I am, here, you'll like this one. I am grateful to be a super fast runner and to be a sexy, spiritual, diva billionaire. Not millionaire, but billionaire. And I'm thinking about when I gave birth to my daughter, right? You know, and when I heard a little privacy sign. Amazing. So I'm putting that emotion with it, right? Because you can just say there and say, yeah. I am a faster runner. I'm grateful to be a faster runner. And, I mean, I could be reading something like some BS thing, but that makes it pretty. I was like, I'm glad I get to do that because I know that I like working with Jeshua. That's who I call Jesus, so that Hebrew name God. Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael is one fast runner. Well, they all are, aren't they? Anyway, what's your thoughts on that? Like, I'm talking away, but man, I was like, you're super excited today to get to go run, right? So, because I can trim my time down. And you've inspired me. I'll be thinking about you. Like, oh my gosh, she did that. I can do it too. You know what I mean? So, thank you.
It makes sense. But, I mean, I think, you know, even if you, I mean, you say law of attraction, same goes with negative energy. I mean, if you're just like down in the dumps and you're beating yourself up, well, the rest of your day is going to be horrible. So,
Because
if I'm thinking about these sad little babies as I'm running, well, it's going to make me feel sluggish and negative. It makes sense what you said.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So when you're thinking about, hey, how much awareness am I sharing with people because I'm running, and all the buddies with me are running. We're drawing awareness that we're saving lives, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you know, so just a thought, because when you, energy is energy, negative or positive, and when you're watering the energy, you can't distinguish which is negative or positive. You're watering both. But when you raise your frequency, then it changes, and you're not watering the weeds, you're watering the flowers. And then when you're raising your frequency, you're changing your vibration. True story. I was like, okay. Anyway, but I'm also, you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I love it. At first I was like, I'm not going to post the picture because I was upset. And I'm like,
yeah, you look beautiful.
You know, no, this is like real. So what everyone sees on Instagram is just the real me. And that's it.
You guys, I have to tell you, go watch her. Go see her picture because she's the one. There are people behind her running. She's a good distance ahead of them. I was like, really? You know, good for you. I'm in your team, on your team anyway, of supporters with running. But, and I hope that, you know, you're on mine and we have everybody on our team and we're on everybody else's team who is really working hard to make a difference, right? And not being all, you know, slacking off. And because this body's got to last us a lifetime. It really does.
Yeah.
And nothing like feeling good. You know, you're amazing. And congratulations on your time. And it's only going to get better.
Thanks.
And if you do the half marathon, I'm going to be up there with you. I'm going to try to do that, okay? Because I know you and your buddy are training for it. It's so hot in South Florida. So I'm appreciative of the run. Every day, like I'm trying to run like 5 or 6 days a week sometimes. And the best part about it is I got a new pool in my backyard that's mine. So I'm like taking my run clothes off and jumping in the pool and just swimming. Just me, my dog
nice.
With me too. I know, it's super nice. Can you go swimming now after you run?
They're going to open the pool on the 25th. But, I thought about going to the pool after I exercise at the gym. But I don't
good
know.
For you.
I think I should do it before I exercise. That would be all the sweat in the pool. Blah. Gross.
Yeah. There you go. Listen, really
it's
quickly
a thought.
Before we...
Yeah.
I think we can do it. Sarah... they're running together. Sarah, Melissa's daughter. Sorry, I can't even think right now. Her daughter and Sarah are running. At the gym, and they're developing such a special relationship. And Sarah is leaning out. Mom's leaning out. They didn't need to lean out, but they're leaning out. And Sarah's a singer, She has created a jingle for me to put on the shows, and I'm going to do that.
Yay.
I've been swamped. Yeah, I'm excited about that. She's also going to help like causes like her mom did. Runs for causes. Sarah's going to sing for them in her church, and also in finding places where she can donate her song and everything. But she wants to do a and she's trying to do this herself. We've got a GoFundMe
yep.
page. What's the name of the GoFundMe page? You can find it on
Home Recording Studio.
Yeah, the GoFundMe, home recording studio, and it's not a lot, but it is when you're 16. So if you guys have a few dollars, go donate to her. I'm going to go donate to her, too, as well, because I appreciate what she's doing, and she's just an amazing singer and wants to give back just like her mom and her dad. Anyway, all right, everybody, go hit us up on Go Run for Fun Fitness, and
for
you close the show out. You're on, you know, so what's
our
mantra
everyone.
On Instagram?
Go ahead and... Go run.
I love that. Anyway, all right, everybody, take care.
Bye-bye.